stand with me. And a happy Mother's Day to all of you mothers. It is an honor to be a mother alongside you and to be able to mother with you and to be able to look to you all. Lord Jesus, thank you. All right, let's pray. God, I thank you for all of these precious mothers that are here, Lord God, and for all of us, everyone who has a mother, Lord, for the significance that they have had in our lives, Lord Jesus. And I just ask, Lord, that you would just speak through me today to your people, not just the mothers, but that everyone would be able to glean from what I have to share. Lord God, that this is for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. And I just was really, I was loving the worship. I really appreciate Sister Brownie that she takes the time to pray about these songs before we sing them. And I really just felt like there was a spirit of freedom as we were singing that song, freedom, that the Bible says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, there is freedom. Amen. And if you would turn with me while you're standing to John 8:32. John 8:32. And the thought that I want to stick out to you today is be made free. The verse says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. Hallelujah. There is liberty in this place today. There is freedom. God is desiring to set you free. You may have a seat. So speaking of motherhood, I would like to turn to Genesis 3, verse 14. And it says, and the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this thing, thou art cursed above all the cattle, above every beast of the field. And upon thy belly shalt thou go, the dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow in thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake, and sorrow thou shalt eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. Now, this verse passage shows that after sin came into the world, there was a curse, and there was sorrow. And the Bible says that the woman would have sorrow in bringing forth children. And I'll be honest, before I got pregnant with Jason, I was terrified of giving birth. I was consumed by fear, like my biggest fear. If you would have asked me, what do you fear? What fear do you have? The only fear that was dominant in my mind was the fear of childbirth and the fear of the pain of it. And it was a bondage to me. The verse that we first read in John, that, you know, the Bible says that you shall, the truth shall make you free. The Jews that Jesus was speaking to, they then said, what are you talking about? We're Abraham's seed. We haven't been under bondage. They didn't understand the bondage that they were in. Well, I was in bondage to this fear of childbirth. And this fear was consuming, and the Bible says that we are to be made free, but how? How are we, my bondage was fear. My bondage was fear, and I know that not all of you are mothers, not all of you have experienced childbirth, but I'm sure that you can think in throughout your life that there's at some point been bondage, some type of bondage. Mine was the bondage of childbirth. You might have fear of something else, or it might be financial bondage, or it might be depression, an emotional bondage, or maybe sickness. Maybe you have a bondage of sickness. Just be thinking of that. What bondage do you have? So my bondage was fear. And the Lord began to deal with me when I got pregnant with my son to renew my mind to his word, to renew my mind to what the Bible says. And because the Bible says in John that the way to be made free is by truth. It's truth that makes you free. And I want to share something with you, that during the 1860s, during the Civil War, when Abraham Lincoln made the Emancipation Proclamation, where he set the slaves free, they weren't immediately free. There was still a war going on. And it wasn't until the Northern Army went and started to take the territory of the South, and everywhere they went, they told the good news that they were free. But those that had not been told the good news yet still lived in bondage, even though they had been set free by the law. And that's the same with us, that until we know the truth, we are still in bondage. And so the Lord began to renew my mind to this and something else. When there were actually slaves in the deep south that the soldiers never got to, and they died in slavery, having already been set free, because they didn't know. No one ever told them. And so in regard to this bondage that we have as mothers, that there is this sorrow that has been put upon us as mothers. Motherhood starts in sorrow. Most mothers' journey to motherhood was not a very pleasant experience. It normally had some bumps along the way, and the labor was normally not the greatest, and most women had sorrow multiplied. And I want to help set you free, whether you are going to be a mother, whether you are already a mother, that we are set free from sorrow. Now, the way we know this is because of truth. And what's truth? The word of God. The Bible says in Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5, "Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed." Did you know that as mothers, we do not have to sorrow in childbirth? When I first heard this, a friend of mine gave me a book when I was pregnant with Jason called Supernatural Childbirth. And it talked about childbirth from the word of God, how we have been redeemed. The Bible says that Christ became a curse for us, for cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. He took all our curse. He took all our sorrow. We don't have to live under this bondage. We do not have to live in the sorrow that comes with motherhood, that comes with any other type of bondage that you may be facing. The Bible says that it is the truth that sets you free. If you read in Hosea 4:6, the Bible says that my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. It's a knowledge issue. If you are in bondage right now, you have already been set free. The door of your cage has already been opened. The door of your cell has already been opened. But by the truth, you are made free. The door is open before you. Your bondage cannot hold you if you just renew your mind to the word of God and to the truth. And I would like to just share my testimony of childbirth, that when I first began to renew my mind to this and I realized that Christ has already borne my suffering, and to be honest, most of my sorrow, as the Bible says that she would have sorrow, came from fear. Like I told you, I was in the bondage of fear. And by the word of God, the word says that we do not have to be in fear. We're not supposed to be fearful. For Christ has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The Bible says that perfect love casts out fear. We're not supposed to live in fear. So why should I be afraid of childbirth? And so as I renewed my mind, and it wasn't perfect, everything didn't go as planned, but I renewed my mind to the word of God. Did you know that the Hebrew women did not give birth like the Egyptian women when they were in slavery? Did you know that the Bible says when Pharaoh gave the command to kill the baby boys, and the midwives were like, well, we can't, that they are too vigorous. It said they gave birth vigorously. They gave birth so quickly, the midwives couldn't make it. And I have that same testimony. Out of my 3 births, I had home births. My midwife only made it to 1, and she only made it there with 9 minutes to spare. And so when we are people of a covenant, just like the Hebrews, they were under the first covenant, the old covenant, we now are under a new covenant. As covenant people, we do not have to suffer as people without a covenant. The covenant means promises. We have been given these great and precious promises that we do not have to be bound by the bondage that the world would put on us. And right now, I want to help set you free. We've already been set free. Christ did that. When he bore your sorrow, he carried your grief. When he went to the cross and he said, "Talis died, paid in full, it is finished." Every bondage he paid for, he opened that door. And now by renewing your mind to the word, you are made free from that cell of bondage that Satan has for you. And so going on with my birth, so Jason's birth was amazing, and so was Abby's, but Caitlin's was the best of all. And as each birth, I renewed my mind more and more to the Word of God. I have to tell you that I only knew I was in labor for 30 minutes, only in active labor for 4 minutes, and I had no pain. There was no pain in her delivery. And it's not... It was all because of renewing my mind and getting out of that bondage of fear, that when you get out of your bondage, things are different. You don't have to do things the way that the world does things. We aren't supposed to live in fear. The Lord even just recently revealed to me that I've been parenting out of fear. I've been making decisions about my children out of a place of fear. And that fear brings sorrow. And so, in conclusion, mothers, you do not have to mother in sorrow. Christ has borne it for you. Christ took your sorrow and carried your grief. And any decision you make and everything, if your children are old or young, you have been set free. You are made free by the truth.